Hi, this is David. You know, a lot of us have had a business idea sitting in the back of our mind for a long time. Maybe it's a product, a small shop, a creative project, something we keep saying we'll start someday. Well, Shopify makes that first step a whole lot easier. From day one, Shopify gives you the tools to build your store, start selling, and get paid without having to figure everything out from scratch. And that matters. Because when someone is ready to buy from you, Shopify checkout helps make that purchase simple. Returning customers can have their details already saved, so it's just one tap and the order is done. That frees you up to focus on the part that really matters, growing your idea, serving your customers, and building something you're proud of. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/inspirational. That's shopify.com/inspirational. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from A New Heaven and a New Earth by Charles Brody Patterson, published in 1909. Each of us stands unique and alone. In a world where we comprehend within ourselves the mysteries of the universe, the riddle of life is not to be found in nature, but in our own life. There are no problems without. Every problem that presents itself for a solution is to be found in the life of you. Solve the inner problem, and the outer becomes revealed. The body of woman and man has a greater wonder of architecture in it than humanity has ever been able to express in any building, temple, or sculpture. The body contains within itself every mystery and every wonder that is to be found in the physical universe. And yet the body only symbolizes in a most imperfect way the person who lives in it. There is nothing in the universal spirit that does not exist potentially within your own soul. There is nothing in the physical universe that does not exist potentially in your own body. The individual life is an exact microcosm of the macrocosm. In a crude and imperfect way, your body is an outer expression of the soul and mind within, and it will be a perfect expression when you use every attribute of soul and every faculty of mind to its full capacity. There is no power outside the life of you, and there is no intelligence outside the life of you that will save you from yourself. The tree of knowledge of good and evil is all of your own making. If you have written into your book of life things which are false and untrue, no one can correct your mistakes save yourself. If your mind has imagined that which in reality never existed, and you have been expressing such unrealities in physical form, then you alone have the power to overcome them. If you have written sin, discord, and unrest into your subconscious mind, so that for ages you have gone on expressing them, then you and you alone can write a new book filled with the eternal verities of life. You must realize now, as never before, that your life must be its own interpreter, that you must deal with your own thoughts, with your own feelings and actions, and through them solve every problem that confronts you in life. Your body symbolizes your own solar system. In your solar system is a counterpart of many other solar systems. Your mind is the moon of your body. All its thought pictures are but images. It is a reflector, not a giver of light. The moon shows only one side to us. In the brain, which is the mind's chief instrument, only one lobe is fully developed. The solar plexus corresponds to the sun, and from this sun is radiated all the energy of life. Meanwhile, the different faculties of your mind are the stars. Nature is thus the expression of the spirit in you, and the more you unfold of that spirit, the more wonderful will become this expression. What you feel regulates your life far more than what you think. The way of life is a straight and narrow one. Just as soon as you perceive that all life must work from the center to the circumference, just as soon as you realize that love is the only law of life, will you begin to vibrate from the center. Then from your own soul will be radiated everything that is now radiated from the sun. The halo about your head and the aura of light and color surrounding your body will no longer be visible, but will show forth as clearly as do the prismatic colors in the rainbow. There will be a transformation in your whole life. Your mind will draw inspiration for all its thought pictures from within, and new glories will be found without. Your ears will vibrate to new harmonies of sound, and music far beyond that which human ears have ever heard will be added to the joyousness of your life. Color far surpassing that of any painter, any color ever perceived in nature, will come as an outer revelation of your inner life. You will consciously begin the creation of the kingdom of God upon earth.